It'll explode, see, like we're sitting there, right? And that bell hits four times. And all them follow, slide the pole, come down, whichever way, happen where they be at. Mm-hmm. Like, they get on the truck, the two captains will come in ahead of me. And I'll tell them what companies go, where to go, in a section, what companies go. Then, it'll come over that tape, like in there, that Gainwell system tape, little punch a little hole, like say four, skip one, skip three, skip one. That'd be 41, 31. And that's the one, and then you got a box you pull out, and they look through it, 41, 31.
Are those the two companies?
Yeah. See, these two, there's five and six here.
I see.
And if they go down, if it's a, especially if it's downtown Royal, I know right off the hand, if they say so-and-so, Dolphin and Royal, I'll just reach over there and start hitting that bell. I don't even have to wait for her to tell me. Because I know they're out of town, five or six going on the first line.
I see. Yeah. That's interesting. And then, if it's like a three-alarm fire or something, don't you have other companies come in and take the place of the ones
that
left?
Yeah. So what's called fill-in.
Fill-in?
Yeah, or like on second alarm.
Uh-huh.
Or some of these out stations that we call them, they'll move in to the big station. See, they'll move into here and move into Matt Sloan down there.
So what happens to the out stations
then? They just have to do without. If they have a fire, companies from downtown will have to go back that far.
See, the
reason that is because of high value, what's called a high value district. See, one of these big buildings downtown cost a heck of a lot more
than a house. I see,
yeah.
I get it. Okay, so what does one bell mean? Does that mean anything?
Well, they hit it one bell, they hit it just one time at 1 o'clock, I mean at 8 o'clock in the morning. And at 6 o'clock.
Is that just to test it?
That's testing. And also letting you know to check your clocks to be sure that we got the same time with them.
Oh, yeah. And so it brings in all the fire
all
stations?
All the fire stations,
yeah. That's neat. And
and when the alarm comes in this way, when a box comes in, especially what they call a box.
What's a box?
Like on the corner here, you know, those five boxes
that
you pull down, you reach in and pull a little trigger. Well, that'll automatically go in every station.
Oh, it does?
Every station.
How do you know which box it's coming?
Because it come in on that little tape, like I just told you.
Oh, that's right.
A little hole.
Uh-huh. That's neat. Okay, what about if it rings, does it ever ring three times?
No.
Five times?
Oh, yeah, it'll ring a whole lot of time when I hit it myself, manually.
Okay.
Especially 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
To wake people up.
Now, I may get a phone call, and they say, operator say, that number six to such and such intersection. All I do, I say, okay, hang up. Ding, 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 ding. I mean, they get on me all the time. Mackie, how come you ring that bell so loud? How come you ring that bell so loud? I said, I want to be sure y'all get up.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's better to ring it too loud than
that's
not
right,
loud
enough. That's right, they're not loud enough. So, no, we didn't hear it.
How many false alarms do you get? Like, what percentage are
Well, I tell you what. And this come out a whole lot that I've noticed since I've been in here. I'd like to tell you. Incidentally, the 24th, I'll have my 30 year.
Mm-hmm.
But, all...